This is titled, Aunties Are Also a Parliament. They go about their own lives, coming together when there are important things to discuss, passing messages around the family tree and putting in the night work that must be done. One, nurse aunties are great horned owls. They hear like wolves and gaze from lofty perches, never too far, to swoop down and catch something that might keep you from reaching your destination. They care for you from the shadows, go to work at dusk and bring home provisions on breaks. They go room to room asking who and whom, standing back when someone needs the favor of a good long snooze. They will check on you. Over the rims of their glasses, from the cracked door of a darkened hall, they may even surprise you after you wrap up your last college classes, delivering meals large enough for masses, but only for you. Who? You. You're welcome, boo. Two. Glamour aunties are Tito Alba, and whatever you do, please do not refer to them as barn owls. They wear white fur coats that gleam especially bright in the front. Their smiles look like a row of crochet diamond shells, and they all sing like Patti LaBelle. They have long red rhinestone-encrusted fingernails, and they each come with an uncle or two. They probably stunned him with their glistening smile and reflection hue. You may have been there when he first saw her. Instantly arrested with no recourse, middle of conversation type, slow slur, all he could look at was her. She opened her arms and flashed her flawless front. The wedding would occur in a mere matter of months. She called you from her bathtub to tell you the good news and then asked if she needed to get you a different size shoes because somehow she knew. Even though you had refused to tell anyone at all, not a single soul. The fish in her dreams were dancing in their bowls, and she didn't care about the daddy for show, but you would be in her wedding and wear the butt bow and maybe even bend the knee. Three, cooking auntie is a burrowing owl. She hasn't really looked at the sky in a while. She is sure your family needs to go to the store. She will bake cookies and crockpot meat for 60 million and more. Cooking auntie has never met an oven she couldn't agree with. She squats down low and swings her arms into cabinets as high as ski lifts. She doesn't care much for the nightlife action. She watches your feasting to gain satisfaction. Cooking auntie is worried about you and wants you to stop with the fast food. Come on by the house, and she knows you like her carpet, but do not sit your butt on that floor. And for goodness sake, please stop putting your purse there. Four. Quiet auntie is a snowy owl. You enjoy her trips from out of town. You heard she speaks 17 languages, but can't imagine how. You have heard her speak so incredibly rarely. Quiet auntie brings you novels and tiny diaries. You see her with a black pen at all times. You also know she has weathered the coldest winters, storms, and climes. But you have never seen her even once smile at the sun. You watch her eyes drink in a variety of scenes. And suddenly they turn to you. Before you look away, you smile. And she nods, knowing you were born this way. Quiet auntie tolerates your naivete. But notice, no one has ever fucked with you on quiet auntie arrival day.